Good day. This is Paige Estrotori presenting your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's take a look at the pressing news making rounds in Australia's financial sector today, Monday, the 18th of March, 2024. Top of today's news, mortgage affordability seems to be hitting squarely on the Australian dream of homeownership, particularly in New South Wales, where families are dedicating a shocking 58.5% of their income towards mortgages. This situation has also drastically increased mortgage repayments by over $800. Despite some relief for renters with a slight drop, the burden is still notably high, the worst in the country. Victoria and Queensland, while faring a little better, are also feeling the pinch with growing housing expenses. On the flip side, more favorable numbers come in from the Australian Capital Territory and Northern Territory. Especially noteworthy is that Canberra renters spend less than a fifth of their income on rent, promoting higher affordability. Affordability index notwithstanding, in a surprising twist, nationwide statistics reveal a 16.8% rise in first-time home buyers, translating to 31,000 new entrants. It seems that, despite the escalating costs, the aspiration for homeownership remains unbowed. Moving on, a potential tug of war is looming between superannuation holders and the government. The latter's proposal to tax unrealized capital gains, particularly on superannuations over $3 million in concessions, has raised the alarm. The SMSF Association vigorously objects to this move, which they say goes against established tax principles according to most OECD nations. They warn of possible liquidity issues, especially for small business owners and farmers using SMSFs, and are calling for a rollback, urging more stakeholder discussions to avoid destabilizing superannuation-dependent retirement planning. As we close, a word for retirees and those close to retirement. Adjusting to rising inflation and increasing cost of living calls for a recalibration in savings strategies. The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia places an updated, comfortable annual retirement income recommendation at $72,148 for couples and $51,278 for singles, up 3.5%. As the financial landscape shifts, it appears prudent financial planning is more crucial now than ever for those entering retirement. That's all for today's wrap. To stay informed on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay smart, stay ahead. I'm Paige Estrotori. See you next time.